winked once since he sat down with us. He joins us right now. What's up, man?
What's going on? Thank you for having me.
You know, it's good to have you back. We have to get this out there in the open because we got a text that said, ask Nolan about the wink. And you're like, the wink, the freaking wink. You said you go out and people are asking you to take pictures winking. Is that right?
I mean, it's rare, but sometimes you get some that ask for a wink picture, and it's like, all right, let's try to do this, because it wasn't really a thing where I was like thinking about doing it, so it kind of doesn't feel natural.
The first time somebody asked you to do it, did you know why they were asking you? Like, were you aware that became a thing?
I was aware it was definitely a thing.
Okay,
but yeah, it just doesn't feel, because you go back to the game and it wasn't really a thing where I thought about it. Thought about doing it, so it doesn't feel like when I have to think about winking, it's like, oh, this feels weird. You know what I mean? It's like you're not winking. You're winking for a picture. You're like stuck. So it's kind of I don't know.
That's weird, man.
I mean, that whole sequence was so improbable. That might be a good thing that you didn't have time to think about any of that. It just happened, right?
Everything just happened. It was quick.
Yeah,
it was really fast.
Let's talk about this year for a second. It seemed like you got back on track last week. A couple big hits, you know.
Yeah.
After Dabo said, I mean, it was hilarious in the Tuesday press conference. He's like, "Yep, I fired him." Because of the kick that didn't count. And he said, I told him we were going to pooch punt. He said, I fired him. And he said, you know, he's just a little inconsistent. He's got to get it back. It felt like you were in a good spot on Saturday.
Yeah, just, you know, Coach Sweeney obviously putting me under pressure in practices and helping me handle adversity. So shout out to him for really pushing me to get through that. You know, just all you can do to gain confidence is kick. And, you know, that's part of the job is you got to learn how to handle adversity. You know, just those two kicks you wish you could have back. The first one at LSU was a good crack, but I got to be better at Georgia Tech with that kick. But, yeah, just being able to bounce back from those two is a really big thing. And, yeah, those two Saturday felt pretty good.
And they were important at the time. You guys scored every possession the first half.
Yeah,
and
Cade was balling.
I mean, does it feel like you – because I almost asked Dabo, but I'm like, I don't even know how to ask this question. Like, he talked about just everything seemed hard. There was not complimentary football. And then all of a sudden, it just is. Like, you're making kicks, and they're moving the ball, and the defense is getting off the field, and it's just happening. So I don't know. Like, do you feel that the gears are clicking right now in all three phases?
Yeah, I mean, especially, I don't know. I'm not going to leave out Jack. Jack Smith has been bombing the ball.
Yeah.
So I got to give shout-out to him. But, I mean, he had one punt against Boston College, and I don't know how many he had at UNC, but he's been doing his thing. But yeah, I feel like everything's clicking right now. All the guys are really close, and you know, we're just heading in the right direction.
And you're talking about other guys in the specialist room. You know, I was just sitting here thinking, the thing people might miss is Clay did an unbelievable job getting the ball down at the end of the first half there. And you know, coach's son's kind of, they're up against it because of who their dad is. All three of his sons have been unbelievable holders.
Unbelievable.
Here. And, yeah, people – I don't know if people saw what Clay did to get the ball down, but that was really good.
You mean he showed his whole vertical? I mean, I'm pretty sure he was in the air,
That was an athletic play by him. It was just chaotic in the moment. So props to him for doing that. That's the good thing about having a wide receiver holding. It's like, okay, he could throw it anywhere. He should catch it. He should catch it 99% of the time, and that's what he did. And he got it down fast, and it was really good for me.
All right, I have a question about that kick because that sequence was crazy. It was a little bit like ACC Championship where you're probably like, all right, we're going to halftime. Then you get the ball back. You move it into field goal range. But then, you know, Tristan catches the ball. He goes out of bounds. They wind the clock. Your coaches are going absolutely ballistic. Are you kidding me? They go review it. There's 5 seconds they put back on the clock. When you're going out there, like, are they telling you, hey, this clock's going to move? Or, like, what are they telling you in terms of the situation that you're going into after the stoppage and the review and they're putting time and all that stuff? What is that like for you?
I kind of stay away from everything. I don't like to put myself into – I mean, everybody gathers up as a field goal unit to really talk about what's about to happen. I kind of just stay back and get ready to do my job. So I don't really know what was said. I knew that they were going to blow the whistle, and that's when it was live. So, you know, just going in there, obviously Clay makes an unbelievable play and gets the ball down, and then just trusting him and trusting the guys up front because, I mean, it was really chaotic. You got refs coming in at all different angles, you know, trying to describe what's about to happen. So a lot of guys listening and trying to figure it out. But it was just chaotic, and everybody did their job, and we're ready for the moment. So props to them.
We were talking about sometimes good things happen when you just go do something, when you don't think
exactly
about
right.
it. So, and we got a text yesterday that actually I ignored it because I didn't know the answer. But now we have you here, so I'll ask you. Somebody was like, you know, would it not have been better if they take a snap and spike the ball and give you a chance, like with the clock stop, that it, you don't have to worry about that. But it strikes me you might prefer it to be like, all right, let's go out there, wind the clock, let's just go, let's get this thing. Do you have a preference on that?
No, not really. I mean, my job is go out there when I'm called upon it and make the kick. So, you know, whatever Coach Swinney decides to do, I fully trust in whatever he's going to – the decision he makes, whether it's spike the ball, kick the ball, throw a Hail Mary, do whatever the team needs. I'm there, and I just go out there and do my job. So, I mean, it really doesn't matter to me. Every kick's the same kick. I mean, whether you do that without thinking or do that, wait half – or TV timeout, doesn't really matter. You just go out there and approach it the exact same way.
Visiting with Nolan Hooser here on the program. Let's talk 1-3, okay? You guys, I was actually thinking about Penn State a little bit. Like, it feels like it's easier to shake the confidence of a team with results, especially when there's expectations. What's it been like to get things back on track with meetings and with practice and then what you've put on film in the games, the last two games? What has that process been like inside this building as you guys have sort of righted the ship to this point and you've got your sights set now on a better finish?
Yeah, I mean, just everybody buying in. I feel like everybody's been bought in from the start, but just positive energy in the facility. I mean, it's hard. I mean, obviously being 1-3, you would think, all right, it's going to be a whole lot of, like, bad juju in the facility. But, I mean, guys responded. And that's the thing I love about this team is how they responded to the adversity. It's easy for a lot of teams to go 1-3 and just be like, all right, I'm done. But I feel like we responded really well. Like you said, playing complimentary football. And that's all we can do to win games, and we'll just continue to do that.
I think it's hilarious how players, especially like former players, like NFL players, talk about kickers and how they're almost like their own little team, like they're not even part of the team.
Yeah.
But you feel when you're 1-3 and there's a very – like there are moments where you got to come together, you probably feel that very acutely, that you're very much a part of this together. And it, I would imagine it can either break you or it really does draw you together, right?
Yeah. I feel like – I don't know how it is other places, but here I feel like everybody is so supportive. Specialist, I mean, everybody has always been so connected, whether it's offense or defense. Like I'm always hanging out with some of the corners and some of the safeties. So it's like, I don't know, I feel like a bond with them. So when they go through stuff, I also go through stuff. So, I mean, they might not have a good play. I feel like I didn't have a good play. So I can really be there for them. And, you know, if they're struggling, I'm struggling. That's how I look at it, and we're a team, and we're all brothers here every single day seeing each other. I think that's a really important view to have when you come in here every day. It's just like, these are my guys. I really don't care how they perform. I'm always going to be there for them. But I think that's what's different about this team is everybody has each other's backs, and I think that's really important for a team. You put them in that position.
We've asked you about your family before. You're in a Clemson athletic family. It's interesting that we had Braden Jacobs here, whose dad was an NFL player. We had Keith Adams Jr. here, whose dad was a great player here in football.
Yep.
And, yeah, Nolan, we're, like, telling Nolan about Keith's dad's history. He's like, so, this guy, like, he played a little? We're like, yeah, like, he had a million tackles.
I had
no idea. Great.
I need to talk
great.
To Keith about it.
And then, but so you have families played other sports at Clemson. So it's, like, three different types of, like, sports families. Yep. What? There's a lot of you guys who have come up that way. What are the benefits of having been raised in a family that knows about college athletics, prioritize college athletics that way?
I would say just growing up, the drive. Obviously having sisters, I got to look up to my older sister and how my parents pushed her. You know, I think I'm like 3 years younger. I kind of forgot. I kind of lose it. But she graduated last year, and just looking up to her. You know, when she was here my freshman year, always being able to have her. I mean, you're going through something, like as a freshman in college, you're always going to be like, dang, I feel like I want to go home. So she was always my home here. Like you said, growing up with parents that lived this pretty much, it's cool because you have that, they have that experience to share with you. And also, you know, they have that drive. to pass down. So, you know, growing up and just driving us to go to the field, go to the batting cage, like do everything you can and not just sit around. So I think that's one of the key things I would say is them just instilling drive in us, me and my two sisters. Yeah.
You know, Nolan, I will say, not quite sure how much younger he is than his sister. Really struggling with how many he has. Like, this is really good. This has been good. You were telling us you have a sign language class. You're taking a sign language class right now?
I am taking sign language
class. That is totally silent?
It's silent.
Totally silent class.
Dead silent. It's tough. It is definitely tough because I'm trying to pay attention and I'm reading the board because I'm trying to learn really hard. I'm really struggling with it. I need to get a tutor.
So, I mean, it's tough. Like, that's crazy. It's like, I can't even watch The Quiet Place. You seen The Quiet Place on Netflix? The movie about that?
I don't think I have.
You never seen it? Oh,
wait,
man.
I've heard of it.
It's scary. Like, you make a sound, like these whatever come out. Like, I couldn't do it.
No.
I couldn't do it.
I'm not a fan of horror movies, so I can't stay away from that.
John Krasinski, I think, was in that. I'll think of the girl's name in a second. I want to read this text before we let you go. It says, I'm a huge fan of Nolan. This is on our Adams Covering text line. Huge fan of Nolan. I'm a professor at Clemson. He got a bunch of players to sign a jersey as a birthday gift for my 5-year-old nephew. It made his year, so Nolan will forever be one of my favorite Tigers. Just want to pass that along to you.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Okay. Anything I can do to help is really what I'm here for.
Well, what you can do is just between the uprights, man. Keep between
yes,
the pikes.
Sir.
Hey,
yes, sir. Always.
Appreciate the time. Best of luck on Saturday.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Nolan Hooser, one of our favorites, joining the program.